Neo-tangology. From my first steps as a student of tango to becoming a teacher. Written and presented by Graham Guy. Prologue. It was over 15 years ago when I first began to learn tango, and from the moment I took those very first steps, I fell completely in love with the dance. It is versatile, expressive, and adaptable to a wide range of music. It can be personal and subtle, or dramatic and showy. It can evoke the atmosphere of a club in the 1930s, or be modern and contemporary. Yet whatever form you choose, it's all still tango. Unlike with most other dance styles, tango does not lend itself well to being taught as a sequence of steps that you learn by rote. It is improvisational, expressive, adaptable, and no two dances will ever be truly alike. This presents unique challenges for both teachers and students, as the concepts and rules that make tango so unique cannot easily be taught in isolation. When I moved from just learning tango as a student into teaching my own classes, I could only draw inspiration from the classes I had previously attended. I was a qualified dance teacher for Le Rock, but with no equivalent teaching qualification for tango in the UK, I had to devise my own methods, initially with variable success. I quickly realised that in order to teach tango, I had to fully understand it, and that meant researching its origins, its history, the principles by which it works, and the ways that students interpret the classes when they take it back to the dance floor. This was the beginning of what I later came to call neo-tangology. I had originally intended to write and publish all this as a book, but I kept getting distracted and eventually realised that I would never get the time to get it to a state where I was happy to commit it to print. But as I already had some 60,000 words of research, opinion, analysis and teaching notes written, I knew I had to do something with it. And so here it is, serialised with an accompanying podcast where I will read all the individual sections and add any notes and discussions that help it make sense. The book is broken up into bite-sized sections with an article and a podcast episode for each one. Because this is a book, not a blog, the episodes are shown below in reading order, so you can start at the top and work down. But there is also a contents table with links to each of the main sections if you want to jump right in. These podcast episodes will all follow pretty much the same general structure. In the first part, I'll be reading out the articles exactly as published, so you've got the opportunity to read them online or listen to them on the podcast. Then comes the second part, where I'll be adding extra content, such as discussions, explanations, maybe even some interviews at some point. I might add in some musical content if it's relevant to the article that I'm talking about at the time. There could be all sorts of stuff. It will be variable. Overall, this podcast was originally intended to be a book, so it will have a fixed length, although I don't actually know how many episodes that will be just yet. It could be quite a lot, or I could get to the end faster than I expect. We shall just have to see. So come along, join the ride, and see where we get to. Articles and episodes will be published pretty regularly. I would like to say weekly, but that will probably be a bit flexible, especially at the start. I've got a few queued up ready to go now, so the first few might appear quite fast, then there'll be a catching up period, but we'll see. So I'll aim for around about weekly, and we'll see where we get to. Resources and any graphics that are needed for the explanations will be on the website. Some of them will have their own pages that you'll access from the menu, or some of them will be in the section articles themselves. I will put notes on the articles or in the podcast to explain where you can find things as that happens. If you have a look at the website, which is neotangology.dance, if you haven't found it yet, you'll see that alongside the post there is a contents page, so you'll be able to jump directly to specific sections. This is to help you pick up where you left off, and you'll just be able to find your way around it a little bit better. Anyway, any book has a contents page, doesn't it? So I hope you enjoy listening and reading and looking at the pictures to this neotangology blog. Podcast, whatever we want to call it, it's a book. Let's face it, it's a book. If you have any comments, please let me know, and I'd love to hear from you. This website and podcast are copyright 2017 to 2025 Graham Guy. All rights reserved. The Neotangology logo and the name Neotangology are trademarks of Graham Guy. All other trademarks mentioned on the website or in the podcast are the properties of their respective owners. No part of the content of the website or podcast may be reproduced in any form without written permission from the author. This podcast was recorded and produced at Hawthorne Studios in Biggin Hill.